the negotiation dance. What do you think when you hear the word negotiation? Is it like a fight that you're trying to win? It shouldn't be. If you go into a negotiation only focused on what you want and how you're going to get a better deal, chances are you won't be successful. For example, imagine you're selling a service like website design and charging the client an extra high price. You might consider it a great negotiation, but unless your clients are satisfied, you'll probably lose their trust and maybe even their business. What's worse, they'll likely tell other potential contacts that you charge too much. Say goodbye to more business. So, forget fighting. Being a good negotiator is more like being a good dancer, where you and your negotiating partner give and take and achieve something wonderful. Of course, like dancing, some people are naturally better at negotiating, but everyone can improve with a little practice. Let's continue with the dancer idea. Just as a dancer prepares for a performance by studying a set of steps, you need to prepare for a negotiation through research and planning. Before negotiating with different people, learn everything you can about them. Let's say you're negotiating to buy a used bicycle. Find out how much it costs new. Consider how the condition should affect the price. How much are other sellers charging? Have all the facts before you begin your negotiation, and you'll start from a position of strength. Back to the dancers. Good dancers pay close attention to their partner's moves. Similarly, good negotiators listen to what their partners want. Ask a lot of questions and say things like, "Let me be sure I understand you," and "Let me summarize what you just said," and "I want to give you what you want at a price that's fair for both of us." Unless you're working towards that win-win solution, you'll never be a great negotiator. One more thing. It takes confidence to smoothly move with your dance partner across the floor. And you'll need that same confidence when you negotiate. If you believe in yourself, other people will believe in you too. Study after study has shown this to be true. Groups trying to solve a problem almost always end up accepting the solution proposed by the most confident person, even if that person is wrong, and even if that person knows less about the subject than others. Build your self-confidence. It's a powerful tool in getting people to see things your way. I could go on. Negotiating is complicated. But let me just summarize. Even if you aren't a natural-born negotiator, you can learn the skills. You can prepare for negotiations by listening carefully to what the other side wants. And you could build confidence by believing in yourself. With a little effort, you might find that your next negotiation is more successful than you ever expected. You might even be a better dancer than you realize.